We are Christmas people. This is not our club. It's not our t-shirt. It's not our ball team. It's our identity. It's who we are. This is our truth. This is our hope. There are no realistic alternative choices for us. This is our true citizenship. This is our identity. We're children of God. From your identity, you take your mission. This is who we are because of our baptism. We hear a great deal recently in the news about Christian martyrs. And martyrs are not new to the church. A Christian martyr is someone who suffers and dies unjustly, not their own choice, simply because they believe in Jesus Christ and will not renounce Jesus or accept to worship any other God, even in the face of death. They say, well, people choose to be martyrs. That's not true. People are who they are. They're Christians. They're Christmas people. It's their identity. You can't change your identity. Worldly death for a Christian is not sought, but it certainly is preferred to eternal death. This is the witness of Christmas people. Believing in Christmas, we believe that Jesus was God. And he was human. Born of Mary, conceived of the Holy Spirit in Mary. In her womb, Mary bore her own Creator. Our eternal life comes through Mary's womb, only from Jesus. Eternal life is born in us through our baptism, when we become like Mary without sin, free from the chains of death. People say, well, I was born Catholic. That's not true. Nobody in this room was born Catholic. You were baptized Catholic, but nobody here was born Catholic. When Mary agreed to receive the Holy Spirit and become pregnant, she freely chose to accept a death sentence. In Israel, that was the fate of a woman found pregnant outside of marriage, to be stoned or beheaded. To be found pregnant outside of marriage would dishonor her and her family. And she knew that when she told the angel Gabriel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" Mary was innocent. And when Joseph found out she was pregnant, he knew the consequences. And he chose to marry her as previously planned. They were betrothed. But he chose that later on he would quietly divorce her rather than permit her to be stoned to death by their neighbors in Nazareth. The angel convinced Joseph that the child was from God, and for him to go ahead and take Mary as his wife, just as had been planned when they were betrothed. Mary's pregnancy changed two lives forever, that of Mary and Joseph. They would live for the rest of Joseph's life as brother and sister, chaste. They just barely escaped Herod's soldiers when the soldiers killed every child under 2 years in and around Bethlehem. They escaped to Egypt and remained there for some time with their child. When we were baptized and we accepted to be Christians, we accepted the same risks and the same faith that Mary accepted. It is our destiny as Christians to live eternally with Christ. This is our truth. We're Christmas people. Mary needed a lot of protection from the world and from the law. And she had several protectors in her life, including Joseph. Zechariah and Elizabeth protected Mary. And the Apostle John protected Mary after Jesus' crucifixion. As a very young, first-time mother, God placed Mary in the hands of Elizabeth as instructed by the angel Gabriel. And perhaps Elizabeth, Mary's older cousin, was the only person in the world who could help Mary at the beginning of her pregnancy. She was the only other person like Mary who had an impossible pregnancy. Remember, Elizabeth was old and infertile and had had no children and was beyond childbearing age. Now, Elizabeth and Zechariah lived a safe distance away from Nazareth, about 80 miles, and that provided some safety. Now, Elizabeth was already, at the time of the Annunciation, Elizabeth was already 6 months pregnant with John, who would become John the Baptist. And Elizabeth received blessings from God. I love that moment when Mary first showed up with Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." As a much older woman and childless, Elizabeth needed help in her pregnancy, and she had wonderful help of a younger mother, Mary, to care for her in her last trimester of this impossible pregnancy. Mary would care for Elizabeth until John's birth. And then by that time, Mary was well along in her pregnancy, and she returned to Nazareth, but to the protection of Joseph, her lawful husband. However, within a few more months, she would find herself with Joseph, traveling again, this time to Bethlehem, and the birth of her son, Jesus. And Mary traveled a great deal in her life while she was, and she traveled a great deal when she was pregnant with Jesus, from Bethlehem and later on to Egypt. Wherever Jesus was, Mary was there, and vice versa. Mary was with Jesus in Nazareth, Bethlehem, Egypt, Capernaum, Jerusalem, and a lot of time on the road. They become traveling companions, even to the end of her earthly life and her assumption into heaven. As Christmas people, we commit to spend our entire lives with Jesus all the way to heaven. Christianity was called the Way in the beginning. If we deny Him or leave His church, we deny that journey with Him. And if we accept Him and live with Him, we will arrive with Him in heaven also. That's what makes us Christmas people. Christmas people are journeying people. This is our destiny. It's our identity. If you or I deny Jesus or leave the church that He founded, we depart from Him. We leave the journey. And when we regularly live our sacramental life with Jesus in the church, we remain with Him. As Pope Francis has said, it is an absurd dichotomy to think of living with Jesus but without the church, of following Jesus outside the church, of loving Jesus without loving the church. And Mary nurtured the early church. How else would the church fathers, the apostles, the evangelists, the writers of the Gospels, how would they have known Jesus' nativity stories if Mary hadn't told them? Mary was the only source of those stories. That's the only we could possibly have known about Bethlehem and Egypt and the star and the three kings. By nurturing the early church, Mary honored her son. Christmas is not a personal or private experience. We are Christmas people because we are church. We celebrate the birth of Jesus together. We adore him together as a Christian community. And together we journey with him. Together we make him present to the world. Christmas is not a material experience of the world. Christmas is our collective presence before the manger, receiving the child of God into our lives so that we may be received into his eternal life. We open our hearts to him and to our neighbors because we're Christmas people. We witness unto our faith in Jesus and with our very lives because we are Christmas people. Merry Christmas, people.